Peritesis Evov. One will not be allowed to squeeze fruit in order to prepare juice for the night of Yom Tov. However, one would be allowed to measure, or even to weigh, in order to make sure that one's got the right amount of matzah or wine in order to fulfill the mitzvah, obviously not using electricity. Now, how much is needed for the kazayas of matzah, for the reviews of wine? So Shlomo Zalman says, we take on both lekulan chumra me'ika hadin, like those that are of the opinion that eggs and the eggs have not become smaller over the years. This is a discussion in the poskim. It's commonly known nowadays as the machlekas chazoyin ishim chayim nol, although it was well before that the Be'er Lachet brought a discussion about it. And the Shlomo Zalman says that me'ika hadin, we take on that eggs are the same size now as they've always been. However, it says regarding the shear of kazayas matzah, then Klal Yisrael of machmir, of certainly on the first night, to try when possible to go with a larger shear. Now, when Seder night falls on Friday night, it would be mutter to do beirer for the wine and for the different parts of the ka'ara that are required. One can do beirer because it's going to be put on the plate straight away. Or for example, regarding the potatoes, they're going to be used straight away. However, he says, regarding those foods that are only going to be used during the Suda, during Shulchan Aruch, which is much later on in Seder, regarding that, one cannot do Boira on. Now, the reason why we may feel that's okay is because there's a halacha that Kiddush needs to be done, but Makim Suda, that means Kiddush needs to be done, both at the place of the Suda and also at the same time that you're going to be having the Suda. So you may have thought, in the same way that we say that even though we're only going to be washing much later on, yet the Kiddush is still considered to be close to the Suda, therefore you may have thought so too. We'll still say the same thing regarding Boira, that I can select things now, even though I'm only going to be having the Suda later on, because it's considered close to the Suda. Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's not considered close, and we'll discuss it a little bit later on why Taka is that it's okay regarding Kiddush and Makom Suda. Regarding whether one can fulfill his mitzvah of avokados with grape juice, Shlomo Zalman says one can fulfill his mitzvah with grape juice, no problem. Because he says grape juice has the same halacha as wine regarding this point. He says, of course, regarding drinking on Purim, then a person cannot fulfill his mitzvah with grape juice. But that's because over there we need something which has an alcohol content. But over here it's nothing to do with alcohol content, and a person can have the idea of chirus even with grape juice. And therefore he says, someone who is a little bit difficult for him to have wine, he can lechechila take grape juice. However, when it comes to grape juice that is concentrate, that means it was originally grape juice and then they've boiled down till it's a thick form and then it's reconstituted by putting more water in, he says then he feels it will not have the same status as wine regarding being able to make kiddush on it. And he says it could even be that it might not even be Berak HaGafen, it could be Shakal. And he says certainly it seems that the Brocha Achorina will not be ala Geffen, rather the Brocha Achorina will be Berak HaFoshes. This is, he says, comparable to a person who, for example, has a Cholent. If a person has a Cholent which has a bit of Mazonus in it, then although the Brocha Achorina will be Mazonus, but it's very likely the Brocha Achorina will be Berak HaFoshes. The reason is because, yeah, the Brocha Achorina, because it tastes like that. You've got the taste of Mazonus there, therefore you make Mazonus. But regarding your Brocha Achorina, you need to actually have enough of a content of Mazonus in order to make an Amicha. So he says regarding concentrate, the reason why one will be making a Berak HaGafen on it is because of the taste of wine. But Lemaisa, a lot of it really is water because it's reconstituted. Someone that finds it difficult to have wine, then he says it seems to be that he can be Yotza. Even someone who finds it difficult to drink wine, it seems to be they should still be making a Boirei Pri HaGafen. And one who's not able to have wine, it makes him ill, he will not be Mechoyev to have wine, but he should be fulfilling his mitzvah of Arba Kaisas with Chamar Medina. In such a situation, though, he says it's not clear whether you should make a Boirei Pri HaGafen by every kais. Meaning, we make a Boirei Pri HaGafen by every single kais. However, if a person is fulfilling his mitzvah of Chamar Medina is making Shehakol, he says it could very well be that he will only be making a Shehakol by the first kais and by the third kais. And similarly, If a person only begins to say it after Chatzais, he would also make only make Bar Pergofen on the first coast and the third coast.